Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, let's get cracking. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. This platform right here, right now, is a celebration of you, industrial hero, you manufacturing hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate like nobody's business, you're changing lives and therefore changing the world all around. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for what you do, and that's why we celebrate you each and every day on this platform. All right, we've got a great interview in the hot seat. Her name is Kathy Henrich, H-E-N-R-I-C-H, CEO, mad skills, by the way, CEO, Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. I'm looking out at her LinkedIn stat card, and yeah, she's serious. Let's get cracking. Yeah. Boy, talk about passion. Kathy has it. They're doing great things up there. She, her and others are really, geez, they are so committed to improving the community, the regional community around them, and imparting the education that is so necessary to transform that workforce of the future. That's what they're doing. That's what Milwaukee Tech Hub is doing up there. They're also, you know, how you, I always talk about the need to educate, collaborate, and innovate. Well, of course, they do that there at the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. But they, in that area, that region, are they collaborate because they have such a big heart and passion to educate that workforce. They see the need to do that at their level. And it's real important stuff. So the Milwaukee Tech Hub is also associated, meaning they interact with the Connected Systems Institute from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And it's just everybody. I mean, everybody's in this boat rowing in the right direction to help people succeed, help the workforce of the future succeed. You got to go out there. You know, I'll have all this contact information at industrialtalk.com of everything that is happening in that particular location. That it's exciting. And this interview does not disappoint. It's always nice. And from my perspective, it's always nice to be able to have conversations. And industry and manufacturing, they always bring great people. But to see the passion and the desire and the heart to truly help people succeed. And that's what they're doing up there. All right, let's get cracking. Again, she is the CEO, Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. And as I just scroll around, yeah. Oh, one thing she does, and we'd point it out, she did go to LSU. Ha-ha, master's program. And anyway, reach out to her, and she will, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be disappointed one bit. See how you can help. See how you can be a part of it. You know, it's all up to you because we're all about educating, collaborating, and innovating. And you can't innovate if you're not educating. You can't innovate if you're not collaborating. You can innovate if you're not collaborating. But people who collaborate do a better job. Just FYI. All right, let's get going with the interview. Enjoy, Kathy. All right, Kathy, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor that you have joined us on this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day down here in Louisiana. It is. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
Excellent. Now, for the listeners out there, let's give us a little background on who you are, and I really want to explore the why of the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. So let's start with you, why you're such an incredible professional. Flip into the why of this particular tech hub.
Thanks, Scott, and thank you for hosting me, and thank you to the UW-Milwaukee Connected Systems Institute as well for sponsoring this. Mm-hmm. So my background, long-term tech executive with IBM and Accenture, made a major shift back in January of last year and joined the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. excuse me, really to advance the mission of doubling tech talent here in the Milwaukee region. It's really an opportunity to make a huge impact into the region, both to individual prosperity as well as the regional prosperity as well. So,
yeah, and I see it. This is interesting because you're talking my talk. I'm all into the education. I'm all into the exposure, and I'm all into the need for something, what you provide, that organization, that coalition. But for the listeners out there, I mean, you went from you were an executive, and then you decided, boom, I'm going nonprofit, baby. Tell us why. I mean, that's a heart thing. That's it's a heart thing. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, it actually, though, fits perfectly with my personal mission. So 3 years ago, I went back to school and got my master's in workforce and talent development.
Hold on. Where did you go get your master's?
At LSU.
Go Tigers, baby. Go Tigers. Go ahead. I digress. But
I did that because I really saw the fact that we were quickly transforming the workforce. At IBM, we were automating things through the use of AI, et cetera. And as we did that, we were changing jobs very rapidly. And we needed to bring people along with that. And I could see that wasn't just an IBM thing, but it was gonna be in every industry, in every role. The importance of tech has grown so much. So I went back, got my master's in workforce talent development, specifically focused on AI and automation and how we bring talent along with us. That then led me to helping individual organizations through consulting with Accenture, to go through this transition of digital transformation and to bring their people along with it. But the opportunity to do this at a regional level was an impressive opportunity, right? It was the opportunity that as we transform all industries, all roles, et cetera, to make sure that we're bringing people along with us and therefore leading to regional prosperity and personal prosperity and really making an impact.
See, in that area, in the Wisconsin area, Milwaukee area, you've got a tremendous industry base. And it is important. And this is one of the big challenges. I want you to talk about this. You talk about technology, you talk about, it's great, AI, digital transformation. I'll just sort of go up to the macro and say industry 4.0, what the heck, and everything falls underneath that. The challenge that I've seen, and please explain, is the speed at which that technology and that is happening and my ability to adopt. I'm a manufacturer, I'm an industrial person. Can you give us some examples of why that is, it's important, but why that it's a challenge?
Yeah, it is a challenge. And, you know, we need to be, this translator role is one of the most critical roles in any organization. Yes. To move between tech and into application of that tech for business benefit. And as we do that and we implement it, obviously individuals' roles change pretty significantly. There is an underlying tech capability, digital competency that everyone needs. And so the roles change, everything from the inventors to the implementers to those that execute on that tech. And so therefore, what we've seen, and this is not a surprise, is that the growth of the number of tech roles is growing exponentially.
Hold it. You said, what was that word? Tech hole?
The tech roles.
Role. I'm going, well, that's a new term. Go tech roles. Go now. I got it. Thank you.
So the implementation, having technical roles is growing exponentially. Mm-hmm. And so we have a shortage, a talent gap, essentially, not only in Milwaukee, but across the country. So we have over 75,000 workers in the Milwaukee region that are in technical roles. But we see that that growing and continuing to grow, and therefore we need to be in a position to build that talent along with it, and grow those number of tech professionals in the region at the same time.
Are you seeing the industrial base, the manufacturing base in your area coming to you and saying, hey, we like this stuff. I've read about this stuff, this whole digital transformation stuff, but we're really struggling with, well, how? It's sort of the how thing. I get it, but where do I start?
Yeah, you know, and those are the places that organizations like the UW-CSI play a critical role, right? To be able to answer that how. It's about the invention behind it, but also the application and having the resources there to be able to figure out how to implement. We're extremely fortunate to have that resource, which has been invested in by local organizations like Rockwell and WEC, but also
hold it for your listeners out there. You're talking CSI. You're talking about the Connected Services Institute from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And, right. And we're going to go down, and you're absolutely right. Continue. I just wanted to clarify it for the listeners.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate to have the investment of local organizations, national organizations like Microsoft, and the state like WEDC, all collaborating around providing the resources that are critical to being able to help organizations through this digital transformation, right? And help them understand the how, but also to develop the talent, right, that is going to be critical to that implementation in the future.
I don't see how you could get around it. And especially if I'm a business, I've got my business hat on. I read about the benefits of this whole digital journey that we're talking about. I need people. I need people to do it. I can't just sort of, you know, I need people. And that's where the education comes in. And that's where your organization, in conjunction with CSI, is filling that void or that need, correct?
That's absolutely right. So the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, we didn't mention it, but it's, you know, a collaboration now of 63 organizations in the Milwaukee region dedicated to this mission of doubling tech talent in the region.
Yes.
And we look at it very holistically. You know, there's many wonderful programs that offer, you know, specific programs, but we look at it in terms of K-20, right? Early talent and sparking an interest and retaining them into the region. It's around reskilling. You know, some may know that up to 40% of the jobs lost during COVID may not ever come back.
Therefore, ho, don't just gloss over that stat. 40%, sort of, give or take, plus or minus, whatever it might be, might not come back after COVID. That is staggering. Continue.
Yeah, and it requires that we therefore invest in the reskilling of individuals into these technical fields, which are growing so rapidly to help fill that. And then the attraction and retention of individuals into the region. And then we balance that with kind of the growth in the demand side through the image of the region, through a robust startup ecosystem, and through the attraction and retention of tech jobs here in the region.
See, this is interesting to me because for me personally, I'm excited about this whole technology. It can be unsettling because I don't know where to start, but then I see the benefits going forward and I'm going, yeah, that's exciting. But if I was a young pup, which I'm not, but if I was, this would be an exciting time for me to get that type of education because that just opens doors.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The jobs of the future do have a digital and tech basis to them, and they're growing rapidly. And so when you think about whether that's through K-20 programs or it's through reskilling programs, these are effectively life-changing jobs, right? They pay in the neighborhood of about 60% more than your average role. And so you cannot go wrong by going into a technical area that is growing rapidly, has higher pay, and is has a growth trajectory going forward into the future.
Huge. And what's great about it, if you're in it and you're saying, okay, I'm in it now, I've got the training, I'm engaged, I'm doing what I need to do in this whole digital world, you're in it. And as people, the innovators, constantly innovate, you're in it. You don't have that challenge of saying, oh, I got to do it again. No, you're in it. Yeah. And that's pretty damn cool. I love that.
Yeah, and there's something about the fact that you'll never be bored in tech, right? Because yeah, so cool. It is continually transforming.
It is.
So it's fabulous.
And it's good or bad, but it's always moving forward. Nobody's sitting back on their laurels and saying, look at that. We've got the new tech. We're done. No, it never, ever happens that way. For a point of clarification, K through 20, can you sort of, you mentioned that a couple of times. I want to make sure that everybody understands what that means.
Yeah, so, you know, early in the educational system, you need to inspire and create that spark around the technical areas. And then into high school, right, there's planning, it's learning the basic tools, whether that's through computers, AP computer science or after school programs, et cetera, but yeah, learning the basics. But then, you know, there's this pathway into post-secondary, whether that is in a two-year institution or in a four-year institution. You know, and then obviously into, you know, master's degrees, et cetera. You know, through that, we look at how do we support and through the use of internships, et cetera, to be able to develop the skill sets required to apply the, you know, academic knowledge into the business world.
See, I love that. And one of the things and one of the challenges that I see is the speed at which all of this is taking place. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned it earlier is, you know, we are seeing the adoption very quickly. And as a result, that means changing roles that are happening. And so that means that, you know, whether that's a role with an existing organization or it inspires you to develop a startup. You know, one of the, I mentioned earlier is the fact that that's one of our core tenets is that, you know, application of academic knowledge, you know, things that may have been developed under the UW-CSI, to be able to apply that and develop new products. We actually started with, you know, an idea stage incubator. One thing about tech is, and this is one of the things I love about tech, is it allows you to solve problems at scale. And when you think about solving problems at scale, you know, oftentimes people may have a problem they want to solve and they understand they can do it through technology, but may not know how. So we started an idea stage incubator where we take that idea from somebody's head and help them figure out the pathway to first validating that really it is a problem that should be solved and can be solved and hasn't yet been solved. And to do that market research, but then help them on the pathway of how would you develop that? How would you go to market with that? What would be the business, you know, entity that would go around that so it becomes a self-sustaining, et cetera. God. So we actually focused on that, you know, early this year to help people take those ideas of problems they want to solve and create new business entities.
See, I love that. I just love that energy. I love that passion, that ability to be able to put something into action. Now, the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, which you're the chief executive officer, CEO of that organization, you are working in conjunction or collaborating with CSI. Can you explain that relationship a little bit on how you guys work together?
Yeah, I mean, we're strong partners. We see them as, I mean, they bring resources in the community through their labs, et cetera, through their students. All of those create or help regional institutions. So it's a collaboration between the two.
See, what I like about what you guys are doing and both organizations and, of course, Rockwell and all others, there's a level of engagement because you're in tech. Tech is fast. Tech is constantly moving. And it's incumbent upon you guys to maintain and keep current and have that, you know, breadth and width of knowledge to be able to say, that was yesterday. Today it's here. Will help you get there. And that to me is of the tremendous value that you guys bring and others like your organization as well. Because my world is somewhat static, right? I go on and I do my job and it's static. And then I can come back a month later and realize, what the hell happened there? It was this before. Now it's just in another level. It's an amazing thing. And I love that. You mentioned it, but I want to make sure that listeners hear about it a little bit more. The mission of your coalition, what and why?
Yeah, so the coalition was actually formed as a grassroots kind of 2 years ago, kind of incubated out of Northwestern Mutual because they were having difficulty in finding tech talent here in the Milwaukee region. And as that grew, they realized that the best way to solve that is to solve that in collaboration with others. And so we actually formed this as a nonprofit a year ago with six initial founding members. And in a year, we're now at 63 members, all aligned around this mission of doubling tech talent in the Milwaukee region. And the other thing about that is we recognize we need to do that in conjunction with the talent that's already here.
Yeah.
And therefore, we have a goal of 50% diversity in everything we do. When you think about women, person of color, veteran and disabled. And so, you know, this is about, and I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, this is life-changing jobs
that are
created, but it also ultimately leads to the prosperity of the region.
I think your statement of where you started out with six members at the beginning, right? It's only been a year, and now you're up to 60. That to me screams, hey, I love it. I love what you guys are doing, and boy, is it needed.
Yeah, there's things we can do together that no one individual organization can do alone. And that's where the power is. A small nonprofit is not going to change a region, right? What is region changing is when you get the collaboration of the academics, of the corporates, of the startups, of state government, all coalesced around that goal. And driving together, there is copper in that collaboration.
Did you just say copper in that collaboration?
I said there's power.
Power. See, I heard copper, and I'm going, again, I was getting ready to go, copper? No, I've never heard that one before, but I like it. How about gold in that collaboration? How about platinum in that collaboration? Diamonds in that collaboration. I love it. Wow. I'm telling you. Now, this is phenomenal. I love it. I'm always preaching on collaborating and innovating and educating. And your organization, along with CSI, does all of that and more. And it's a powerful coalition. And you know what's interesting? I've because of my work and involvement with CSI and others within the Milwaukee area, I've come to realize how powerful and how incredibly, I don't know, diverse that whole community is in the world of industry and manufacturing and how much, and that supply chain, it's all up there. And you guys are sort of that quiet powerhouse. That's what I see.
Yeah, you know, the Milwaukee region, you know, goes between number one and number two in manufacturing and in the region or in the country. And, you know, we have real strength in controls and engineered products. We have actually one of the highest concentration of engineers in the world.
See,
and as you
nobody knows that. Nobody does. I know that there was beer up there one time, and it still is. You know, that's how they look at it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you look at the concentration of Fortune 500s. You look at the concentration of we have the sixth highest concentration in the country of college students. So we actually have all the raw ingredients for amazing growth here in the region.
That's exciting.
And it is. And I think, you know, you look at those clusters and it positions itself perfectly for the work that UWM-CSI is doing as physical meets digital, right? And as we look at the need to be continually gaining data out of the physical world,
and
being able to apply that in a different way, that positions us perfectly going forward into the future.
I don't know, man. You had me at welcome to the Industrial Talk podcast, and I knew that this was going to be a great conversation. Now, listeners, this is your parting shot, Kathy. How do I get a hold of you? How do I get engaged? What do I need to do? Because I see the need, and I want to get involved, not just with the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, but what's happening up there with CSI, all in that area. What do I do?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, one quick thing is go to mketech.org and sign up for our newsletter. We, you know, coalesce all of the activity going on here in the region and send that out once a month. Cool. To get more involved with it, whether that be interest in, you know, your organization being here, whether that be interest in starting a business, whatever that is, you can either contact at mketech.org or my personal email is kathy@mketech.org, and I'd love to hear from you.
And that's spelled with a K.
It is
spelled with a K. No, don't put that C in there. It'll bounce back. It might bounce back. I don't know if there's another Kathy at your organization, but that one will bounce back. All right. Listeners, we're going to have all this wonderful, absolute wonderful information. Get the newsletter. I think that that is a great place to start. I will have all the links, all the contacts, everything. So there's no excuse. This is important stuff. We need to be able to collaborate, innovate, and educate. And what's taking place up in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, as well as CSI. Phenomenal, phenomenal future. It's a juggernaut. I don't even know how to spell juggernaut. I know it starts with a J. Kathy, absolute honor. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast.
Thanks very much, Scott.
All right, listeners, stay tuned because we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy, for being on the Industrial Talk podcast. Go out to her stat card, her LinkedIn stat card. Type in Kathy Henrich. That's H-E-N-R-I-C-H. You'll see that she's the CEO of Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition. And also, I want you to go on out, too. This is important. Let me just grab it real quick. UWM.edu/CSI. Now, I'm going to have all this information out there, so you don't have to take notes here. It'll all be with Kathy's podcast, but get connected. If you're in that area, if you're just are contemplating of thinking about getting involved, Mary Bunzel and her team at CSI, Kathy and her team at the Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, all great places to start. All right, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. Hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly. You will change the world. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner, so stay tuned.